Experts agree that one of the most serious security threats in the world today is a terrorist detonating a nuclear device in a large city. Modern Russia possesses about 16,000 nuclear warheads and 600 tons of nuclear material, and is believed to be the likeliest source of material for such a device. And it takes only a small amount of that material to put together a so-called dirty bomb. At least several dozen cases of suspected smuggling of nuclear and radiological materials were reported in Russia over the last several years, despite of all the international efforts to secure Russian nuclear arsenal. Robert Burrows, senior advisor for Russia programs at the Nuclear Threat Initiative, says only a part of Russian nukes have been secured.
Russia is the largest, has the largest stockpile of nuclear or weapons usable material, enough to make up from 40 to 80,000 nuclear bombs are some of the estimates. So that's a large amount of material, and a lot of that has been secured, but only about 50%.
The United States spends about $500 million a year in threat reduction projects. Since the early 1990s, the U.S. and Russia have worked to destroy or deactivate the Russian nuclear arsenal, missiles, strategic bombers, submarines. But the Russian nuclear research reactors are also at risk. Many of them are poorly guarded and very unlikely to be able to defend themselves against possible terrorist attacks.
But it is a problem that's worldwide. There are approximately 128, for example, research reactors around the world. These are relatively small reactors, quite often located at universities or scientific institutes, that have a relatively small amount of highly enriched uranium. But this highly enriched uranium could very easily be used for developing a nuclear weapon, just as it could from a major storage facility in Russia or someplace else. And the problem with these research reactors is that they are, in most cases, very poorly secured.
In 2002, when some 40 armed men took over a Moscow Dubrovka theater with some 800 people inside, it was revealed that they were also planning to take over the capital's Kurchatov Research Institute, which has several research nuclear reactors. But despite of the remaining threat, the Russian military seems to be increasingly opposed to having Americans too involved at securing the Russian nuclear facilities, fearing that such inspections could give the United States valuable insights into the Russians' weapons technology. In the past, the Russian officials have said no foreign access will ever be provided to at least two facilities, large Russian weapons factories which store a quarter of Russian highly enriched uranium and plutonium. Rose Gothemeller at Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says that in the last 5 years, Russia and the United States have fallen away from the rich nuclear reduction dialogue they used to have.
We do continue to target our weapons at the Russians, and the Russians target their weapons at us. So we have a Cold War deployment of nuclear forces, even if we don't consider the threat to be there anymore, and we don't think the Russians are our enemies in the way we did in the past. So it's, I think, really important that just by accident or, you know, carelessness, that because they're still in this hair-trigger kind of deployment against each other, that we don't end up with a nuclear disaster.
Observers say that if the current rate of effort on dismantling Russian nuclear arsenal continues, it would take up to 14 years to complete the job. But since no one knows exactly how large the Russian nuclear arsenal is, it might take even longer. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Moscow.